What up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea, and today we have a SmackDown review. All right, so you guys know, kicking off this week's show, we were going to have Roman Reigns, the new WWE Universal Champion, with his new manager, Paul Heyman, kicking off the show, addressing the WWE Universe. We were also going to have a four-way number one contenders match to determine who was going to be the WWE Universal Champion's number one contender going into the Clash of the Champions. It was going to be Sheamus, Big E, Matt Riddle, and King Corbin in that match. We were also getting a rematch for the WWE Women's Tag Team titles. We were getting champion Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax versus Sasha Banks and Bayley. Whew, lots of stuff going on here tonight. Y'all can't wait to dive right in. Kicking off this week's show, we had Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman. He comes out to the ring and we get Paul Heyman giving a great Paul Heyman promo. Shout out to Paul Heyman. He is one of the best managers, one of the best talkers. He's been that for the last 25 years in wrestling. One of the greatest minds in the business. He can get damn near anybody over. Just give him the mic and let him do the talking. Shout out to Paul Heyman. I loved his promo here. Then we get words from the big dog himself, Roman Reigns. Shout out to Roman Reigns. This was the Roman Reigns I've been waiting to see for about 4 or 5 years now. I like the arrogance. I like the cockiness. I like the asshole Roman Reigns that we all know that he is. All the suffering succotash and all the corny little lines that they had him saying over all these past years, we know that Roman does not act like that. So shout out to Roman. I'm loving the new persona. I'm digging it.
The appreciation through all the selfish executive decisions, through life-threatening illnesses this man delivered. I'm going to tell you this one time so that you get it through your thick, unappreciative skulls. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, and I serve as special counsel to the tribal chief, your reigning, defending, undisputed, universal heavyweight champion.
Exactly what I said I was going to do at Payback. I signed the contract, I wrecked the Fiend, I wrecked the Monster, and I left as the Universal Heavyweight Champion. And at Clash of Champions, I don't care who I face. Feed them in and watch them all get slaughtered, because this is my island. And when you have this kind of power, all you gotta do is show up and win.
So, y'all heard the promo, y'all heard the big dog, y'all heard Roman Reigns, y'all heard Paul Heyman. How did y'all feel about it? I loved it to death. I like this Roman Reigns, as I was saying before. I wanted to give you guys a little snippet of what that promo was, just so you could hear how cool Roman Reigns has become, how dominant he's about to be. This is about to be his new, this is what we've been waiting on from Roman Reigns. Next up, we had a backstage segment. We had Big E with the Lucha House Party. They're back there preparing for this celebration. There's a staff member that walks up and tells Big E that Xavier Woods has finally arrived. Big E gets hype, you know how he does. Then all of a sudden, Sheamus hits him out of nowhere, starts throwing him into the barricades, just beats the hell out of Big E. I mean, Sheamus just goes nuts here. He even gives Big E the white noise on top of a car. So this officially puts Big E out of the main event tonight. He's not going to be able to wrestle in the main event, the Fatal 4-Way, to determine the number one contender for Roman Reigns' Universal Championship. So Sheamus eliminating the competition early. I like Sheamus. I told you guys, guilty pleasure, I like Sheamus. I know that's against the grain, against popular belief, or against, you know, what everybody else does. A lot of people don't really like Sheamus like that. I personally, I like Sheamus. Next up, we had the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match. Shout out to Michael Cole. He's never going to let us forget that Bayley, actually today would be her 330th day as champion. He always reminds us, keeps us updated, because we obviously get the idea that Bayley is going to make it to be the one-year champion. Anyway, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, dominant. I like this tag team because who is going to stop that? In all honesty, who is going to stop Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax? You got the size, you got the MMA background, you got the hard-hitting action. Who is going to stop that in the women's division as a tag team? I don't see it. The Iconics are done. The Riot Squad, not so much. Who is going to take two women that are just thrown together that are going to have to beat Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler? But anyway, this was a decent match here. Never once did I think Sasha Banks and Bayley were gonna regain these championships. It just doesn't fit. So back and forth action. Sasha Banks hurts herself here. Storyline, obviously. She hurts herself here. They actually, the way they lost at the pay-per-view, Shayna Baszler made both of them tap. So this time they kind of did the opposite with Nia Jax. She did a splash off of the second rope and pinned both of them. After the match, this is what we've been waiting for, folks. We finally get Bayley. She's attacking Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks is hurt. She looks like, you know, the doctors and the medical staff is coming to get her. She doesn't want that. Bayley starts to help her up. Then all of a sudden, Bayley's like, you know what? Forget this chick. Clips her, knocks her down, throws her into the steps, beats the hell out of her. We've been waiting for this all summer, all spring, all summer. Shout out to Bayley. She has been one of the best heels WWE has had. Crazy enough, I thought Sasha Banks was going to be the one to actually turn on Bayley and just be like, you know what? I'm really sick of your stuff. You didn't help me retain my title. You know, I'm not really feeling you right now. So I really thought it was going to be Sasha, because I don't think we've seen Sasha Banks be the heel that she potentially could be. But this is going to be a good feud. I'm looking forward to it. We know what these two ladies can do in the ring. I'm looking forward to see these two beef over the SmackDown title. I know we've seen them beef before, but this is a different dynamic. This is a heel Bayley. So we're going to see some crazy things, some new things that we haven't seen from her in the past. Really looking forward to it. And like I said, I'm really, really looking forward to the women's tag team titles to see who is going to try to stop Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, because it ain't happening. Next up, we have the fake Intercontinental Champion Sami Zayn come down to the ring, and you know he still has his Intercontinental Championship belt. We know he's going to talk. He's bringing up Jeff Hardy's name. He's slandering some stuff. You know how Sami Zayn does. He's really good on the mic, though. I like Sami Zayn. Jeff Hardy comes out. They get to going back and forth. And then the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, comes out. I like these three in the ring. This is what the Intercontinental Championship title picture needs to look like. You have great wrestlers that can do great talking and they can have great matches together. That's all we've been asking for the Intercontinental Championship division. All three of these guys, worthy competitors to be up for that IC championship. I can't wait to see what these three do in the ring. I would love to see a triple threat match between these three. I just know they could do some crazy stuff, some good stuff, some entertaining stuff that would keep, you know, everybody entertained and have a 3-4 star match. Now, these guys get into it in the ring. Sami Zayn, and he tries to talk AJ Styles into jumping Jeff Hardy, so they work on that a little bit, but AJ Styles is no sucker, so he goes ahead and attacks Sami Zayn. It's just an all-out brawl. I want to see this match between these three or some iteration of it. I like these three. I like them a lot, so I'm really looking forward to that. Next up, we had the Fatal 4-Way number one contenders match. We had Sheamus versus Matt Riddle versus King Corbin versus the returning Jey Uso. Shout out to Jey Uso. Been a long time, and it's kind of odd seeing him here without his brother, but that's good though. I think it's good to see them separate, see them split, so we can actually see if they can actually be single stars and do something on their own. So I dig that quite a bit. So this was a good match here. I like this match here, even though it was really, really long and it had several interruptions. Like even during the match, they had like mid-match promos. They had a Firefly Funhouse segment. They had a backstage segment with Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. I mean, they was just interrupting the match just for these backstage segments. So, and it was a long match though. So, and there was several commercial breaks. So I felt like this was a really long match, but it was a decent match for what it was. Matt Riddle, he showed that he can hang with the big dogs. And we know he's just coming up from NXT. So shout out to him. We know King Corbin, the asshole that he is, he was ready to disrupt some stuff, and he's throwing people over into the fake fans out there and the monitors out there. Shout out to King Corbin. He was pretty entertaining here. Jey Uso. Shout out to Jey Uso. He comes out of nowhere and gets the win here in this match. Crazy, crazy night for SmackDown. I did not expect Jey Uso to get the win. I was just thinking, hey, Uso's just going to come in just to fill in for the storyline injured Big E. He's just somebody that he's probably going to be the guy to take the pin, honestly, because I thought he's returning. The other guys have momentum. I was actually thinking maybe Sheamus would get it, or actually before the whole thing started, I actually thought Big E versus Roman, that would be a really good feud since Big E would be new to the title picture. We haven't seen these two feud like that, so I thought that would be a good feud, but didn't get that since Big E got hurt. About to see Jey Uso versus his cousin Roman Reigns. I like the dynamic they're doing here. Maybe we can have the other Uso, Jimmy Uso. Maybe he can come in and do some spoiler, you know, some messing up in the match or something like that. Or maybe get his brother to win some kind of way, or either align with his cousin. I'm really interested to see how they, you know, use this this cousin relationship and the relationship that Paul Heyman has with Rikishi, who is the Uso's father. So awesome, you know, turn of events. I really like what was happening there. This episode of SmackDown, I gave it 2 stars. The wrestling was decent. A lot of backstage promos that really had just really wasn't feeling. I really, really enjoyed Roman Reigns' promo. That's why I had to give you guys the snippet at the beginning. Shout out to Roman Reigns. Shout out to Paul Heyman. Can't wait to see where this goes. I'm hoping for nothing but big things. You know, everybody's clamoring to see, you know, the next WrestleMania, see The Rock versus Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. That would be a phenomenal match with Paul Heyman in his corner, all the history that they have. So that's something to kind of keep in your back pocket, to keep an eye on, because we'll see what happens with that. All right, you guys know what the deal is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support the Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your favorite podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
Wow.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.